Today, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis released a statement warning North Korea to stand down in its pursuit of nuclear weapons, adding that it should cease any consideration of actions that will lead to the end of the regime and destruction of its people. It's the latest notch in U.S. tensions with North Korea over its nuclear program. Earlier, North Korea threatened preemptive military strikes against the U.S. as President Trump vowed to unleash fire and fury on the country. John Wolfstahl is former senior director for arms control and nonproliferation at the National Security Council under President Obama. He's now a scholar with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and he joins us by Skype. John, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what's your reaction to all of this talk going on both sides here?
Well, I think it's really time for both the North Koreans and the Trump administration to take a deep breath and think about where we are. North Korea continues to make steady progress on having nuclear weapons that can reach the United States. And the United States has a longstanding interest in preserving stability and peace in the region and being able to slow down and stop North Korea's program. And none of those things are going to be helped by inflammatory threats or increasing the risk of an escalation. So I think the United States, in particular, President Trump and his administration, need to be thinking about how we reassure our allies and how we establish a firm policy that gets North Korea back to the negotiating table and also establishes a strong deterrent relationship with the North Koreans until their weapons are eliminated.
So was it a mistake for President Trump to use the words he did yesterday, threatening fire and fury?
There's no question that the president's comments took most people aback. Usually what people see from the United States is steady, calm, thoughtful, more measured language. The concern that I think most analysts have is North Korea is a paranoid state. They are convinced the United States is out to eliminate them. And you have senior officials, including the CIA director and Vice President Mike Pence, saying that, in fact, we want to eliminate the North Korean regime and undertake regime change. So when they hear this stark change in rhetoric from President Trump, it increases the risk that they may feel the need to go first in a crisis or that any kind of activity that's not explained, a power outage in Pyongyang, a virus that hits their computer systems at the wrong time, may be seen by the North Koreans as a prelude to a first strike, and they may use their weapons for fear of losing them, resulting in a crisis that nobody really wants.
That we could get into a conflict by accident, you're saying?
This is the great risk. I mean, anybody who believes that either the United States or North Korea controls every last piece on the table hasn't paid attention to history. There's always, as John F. Kennedy famously said, someone somewhere who doesn't get the word. So whether it is a low-level military officer, a fishing vessel that strays into the wrong water, some third party could precipitate a major crisis that nobody can control.
What about Kim Jong-un, who is a young leader? He has been described as morbidly obese and possibly addicted to opioids. Is he a rational person that can be dealt with by the United States?
Well, look, I think we have to look at what North Korean behavior has been under Kim Jong-un. We have seen very striking, dangerous activities like the assassination of his brother in Malaysia. But we have not seen highly destabilizing, provocative steps. What we have seen as are demonstrations of their growing missile and nuclear capability, and most of it, not all of it, seems designed to project the fact that they have a deterrent that can keep the United States from eliminating their regime. We haven't seen them try to provoke a crisis as we saw under his father and his father before him. So, you know, rumors aside about what he does, what he may be addicted to, we have no evidence that suggests Kim Jong-un is anything other than rational. But that's one of the reasons why we need to find a way to engage him directly, if not for negotiations, at least for establishing a deterrent relationship. Because without the direct access and without understanding what it is he's seeking and trying to achieve, we risk stumbling in the dark and at great risk of having a crisis that we're not prepared for and nobody really wants.
That's John Wolfstahl, who is former senior director for arms control and nonproliferation at the National Security Council under President Obama. Now he is a scholar with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. John Wolfstahl, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.